Hello, and good afternoon, Montreal. Your ears do not deceive you. It is Working Title. We are back again. I'm your host, Danny Gold, and always with me, Cleo Doherty. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. Our long-awaited return to millions of listeners worldwide.
Listen, I know it's a long time coming. Those of you that have been on the edge of your seats, have no fear. We're back. We just had well, it was really me. It wasn't Cleo's fault. Don't blame Cleo. But I was very, very busy with the fact that I was on the home stretch of my university career here at Concordia. And I am now officially a Concordia graduate. But we haven't had the... Yeah, I know. Thank you. Thank you. But we haven't had the ceremony yet. That's apparently in June.
Oh, that's when it's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I have not applied for graduation. I should probably do that. I just figured No, I didn't. Because I was maybe going to do a minor next year. But then I was like, you know what? I give up.
I don't know. If you didn't apply yet, I don't know how it worked. It might be in the fall.
Yeah. I would get in the fall, which might be. Is yours going to be in person? Do you know?
No, it's not at all.
Okay. So you get to watch your name scroll by.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's Concordia's fault. They literally... they allowed us to put the picture we wanted, and their only criteria for like what was not allowed, they're like, just make sure there's no logos or anything that, you know, inappropriate that shouldn't be in there, whatever. I straight up like edited a cap and gown onto myself, and I have like a moose and a bald eagle next to me.
Oh my God.
It's so funny, and I can't wait to see that identity. I just can't wait to see that scroll in the slideshow, and it's like whoever came up with the idea is going to realize too late
that they messed up.
They messed up. Hard.
That's amazing. Honestly, just give it to the students. Like, they earned it to have a silly graduation photo.
Exactly.
Like, you don't even get to walk across the stage. Amazing.
I know.
Ridiculous.
I do all this work, and this is what
I'm at.
And
then you don't get the one moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what's cool is at the very least, you know, I'm sticking around Montreal. Apparently, they're going to be having a ceremony or when they can do stuff in person, I think they're going to try and retroactively do like graduation stuff for the last 2 years. So
yeah,
it should be
good. Everybody that I've heard talk about graduation, it's the same as your high school. Like you sit there, and luckily both of our names are pretty higher up in the list.
Right,
like
exactly.
You're not working with Z or something.
You
just sit there and you watch everybody walk across the stage, and you have like 5 seconds of your moment, and then you're just sitting in the crowd clapping and clapping. And
I remember
you're not missing much.
I remember me and my friend Carla were just making total asses of ourselves on our graduation stage, just like sprinting down the aisle. Oh man. So Working Title's back, but you know, before we get into some more talking, I'm going to leave you guys with some two new songs from one of my favorite bands, as you already know, Royal Blood. I've already played previously for you guys the two singles on this album, so now the full album is out, and we got some two new songs. We got Who Needs Friends and Oblivion by Royal Blood coming up for you right now, and we'll be right back to chat with you guys about our little topic. I went down the rabbit hole thanks to my triathlete mother, shout out to her. And I was looking into kind of like triathlons and specifically the marathon portion, you know, my mom was talking about it. Yeah, so we're gonna get
I'm
into
excited
that. Yep, exactly. So without further ado, here we got some Royal Blood, Who Needs Friends, followed by Oblivion. And you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM, and this is Working Title. Stay tuned.
Demand I bleed for them. I need
All right, everyone, welcome back. That was Royal Blood. And so our topic today, I was talking to my mother about marathons and triathlons, because she's a triathlete, because she's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. She's literally over the age of 50 and like a triathlete. Like, shout out to you, Mom. I know.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I started looking up like, oh, I wonder how these things kind of came to be. And the story of the marathon was really, really interesting to me. And it involves a Greek runner, also known as, hold on, I want to pronounce this word correctly. A hermiodrome, an Athenian heller, which also translates to a day runner, or like courier. Kind of like what they, like, it was a professional courier.
Okay.
It's kind of like what they, what it translates to. And so, yeah, there's a whole story about him in the marathon, and his name is Pheidippides. I've also, that's how I think it's pronounced, knowing Greek, mm-hmm. Greek stuff. But according to Google, I've seen people on YouTube pronounce it the way I just pronounced it, but yeah. Google wants to pronounce it Pheidippides. So I don't think it's Pheidippides at all.
But that's definitely incorrect.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought that was pretty funny. We're gonna hit you guys with a quick ad break, and then we're gonna go right into that story. So once again, this is Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. Here we got a quick ad for you guys, and we'll see you right soon.